It's time for light that darkness can't defeat. It's time to escape from the shadow of death and into abundant life. For the people living in darkness have seen a great light, and those living in the shadow of death, a light has dawned. Welcome to the Great Light Program with David Oyedepo Jr. Get set to arise and shine, because your light has come.
Understanding the power of thanksgiving. In Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 7, the Bible says, wisdom is the principal thing, and therefore get wisdom. But in all you're getting, get understanding. It has been said that wisdom is knowing what to do and doing it. But what enhances your doing is your understanding. The power of your action is enhanced by the depth of your understanding. It means the deeper our understanding, the greater our results. The scripture makes it very clear to us in Psalm 47. It says, sing unto the Lord praises, but do it with understanding. So it means that praise and thanksgiving demands understanding. Very quickly this morning, what is thanksgiving? What is thanksgiving? We're here today in this Shiloh Thanksgiving service, but really, what is thanksgiving? Thanksgiving, simply put, is giving glory to God for His mighty deeds. Giving glory to God for His mighty deeds. And in our own context, for His mighty deeds in our midst, both as a church and as individuals. There is no doubt that corporately as a church, God has visited us yet again. And there is also no doubt that individually as persons, God has visited each one of us. In Luke chapter 17, verse 11 to 19, 10 men met Jesus as lepers. And upon their return, the Bible said, as they went, they were cleansed. But one of them, when he saw he was cleansed, he returned and with a loud voice, he gave glory to God. And Jesus asked a very pertinent question. Were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Every time God acts, he's waiting to see those who return with thanks. Thanksgiving is giving glory to God. In Psalm chapter 103, verse 1 and 2, he said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and when you are doing that, forget not all of his benefits. Is there somebody here that has received some benefit from God? Is there somebody here that has benefited from the God of Shiloh? Well, that's what thanksgiving is all about. It is giving glory for all that he has done. And Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 12, the Bible said, beware lest you forget the Lord. So it means that thanksgiving is a must. It is demanded. It is required. Now, very quickly, why this thanksgiving service? We have seen what thanksgiving is, but why this thanksgiving service? Quickly, to acknowledge God for all his wonders amongst us all through the year, and particularly at Shiloh 2017. In Psalm 118 verse 23, the Bible tells us there, it said, this is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. We are acknowledging God for all of his wonders. In Psalm 115 verse 1, he said, not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. It is important that we continue to reiterate the fact that every good thing that we have seen is a product of the hand of God. The wonders we have seen, they are the product of the hand of God. And I like to put it this way, that the glory that belongs to God is poisonous to men. You find it in the story of Herod. The Bible said, and Herod gave an oration, And the people gave a great shout. Acts chapter 12, verse 21 to 24. He said they gave a great shout and said, "This is the voice of God and not of a man." And immediately the angel of the Lord smote him, and worms ate him up. Why? Because Herod gave not God the glory. The glory that belongs to God is poisonous to men. And that is why every time God acts, we must be quick and prompt to give glory to him. We must be quick and prompt to give glory to him. Because no man's hand can accommodate God's glory. Every time God acts, the glory belongs to God, and we must swiftly pass it on to him. Today I see somebody passing it on to the Lord in the name of Jesus. Every wondrous act that you have experienced, that I have experienced, and that we have experienced as a church, today we are returning the glory back to him. There is no doubt that we saw his wonders at Shiloh. Diverse instant testimonies, diverse salvations, the presence of the Lord so thick, diverse answers to prayers. It is not because of our expertise. It is because of his faithfulness. And that is why we have come this morning to say, "Lord, not unto us, O God, not unto us, but unto thy name we give glory and we give praise, because of your mercy and your truth's sake." And as you give God glory, I see him taking you to higher levels. Now, why must we give God thanks? Why must we give God thanks? We'll look at a few reasons here very quickly. Number one is to preserve our blessings. We give God thanks to preserve our blessings. In Malachi chapter 2, beginning from verse 1 to 3, the Bible said, "And now, O ye priests, this commandment is for you." He said, "If you will not hear, and if you will not lay it to heart, to give glory unto my name, said the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse, and I will curse your blessings." I've cursed them already because you did not lay it to heart. Somebody say, "God forbid." What we are simply here to do is to quickly give God thanks in order to see the preservation of our blessing. In the book of Jeremiah chapter 13 and verse 16, this is what the Bible said. It said, "Give glory unto the Lord your God before he causes darkness." So we must give him glory, and we must do it very swiftly before he causes darkness. He said, "This commandment is for you, all ye priests." And the priest there is all the saints, because the Bible said, "Now we are kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth." So every believer is demanded to offer thanks and give glory to God in order to see the preservation of blessing. You see, what is ordained to bless you should not be permitted to turn to a curse. It is through thanksgiving that we pour preservation or preservative on our blessings. Think about tomatoes. You have a basket of tomatoes. If you don't grind it and store it, it cannot be kept. It will be corrupted quickly. But then you have a tin tomato that can last 3 years and it has not spoiled. What is the difference between the two of them? Are they not both tomatoes? They are both tomatoes. But one has preservative, the other one does not. You see, what you thank God for will last. What you don't thank God for will go. We must learn that preserving blessings demands from us the attitude of gratitude. Those who are swift to give God thanks will never lose what they have received. It is the key to preservation. Number two reason why we must give God thanks is that we give God thanks to perfect our blessings. To perfect our blessings. If you look at the experience of the 10 lepers in Luke chapter 17, beginning from verse 11 to verse 19, these 10 lepers came to Jesus, and they came with their condition of leprosy. And each one of them was crying desperately to Jesus. And the Bible said, Jesus told them, "Now go and show yourself to the priest." Apparently, by the time Jesus told them to go and show themselves to the priest, there was nothing showing in their lives yet. But the Bible said, as they went in the process of going, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was cleansed, he returned and with a loud voice, he began to give glory to God. And Jesus said, where are the nine? Were there not 10 cleansed? He said, none has come to give glory except this stranger. He said, now go, for your faith demonstrated in thanksgiving has made you whole. I believe that when you look at those 10 lepers, if you are familiar with leprosy, leprosy does not only bring about, you know, disconfiguration of the skin, but it starts to eat up the limbs. So you discover that their fingers were being chopped up. Their toes were being chopped up. Everything was going out of shape. And each one of them, as they went, they were all cleansed. But I believe 9 of them were looking at their fingers and say, I'm not itching anymore, but my finger is not yet back to normal size. They were waiting for completion before they offer appreciation. But please understand this. God will never complete what you don't appreciate. The Bible makes it clear to us in James chapter 1 verse 17. Every good and perfect gift has come from God. So God has 2 categories of gifts. One is good, the other one is perfect. But until you thank God for good, you are not qualified for perfect. Please hear this and hear it very well. Good is a test that you must pass by thanks before perfect will come. If you are not grateful for good, you have failed the test for perfect. And that is why every time we see anything good, no matter how incomplete it may look, recognize that the completion is in your appreciation. When you give God thanks, it completes that for which you have offered thanks. For somebody here, I see God perfecting your testimony of this Shiloh. As you are giving him thanks today, I see him perfecting your testimony of this Shiloh. You believe it, say a louder amen. I said, you believe it, say a louder amen. You believe it, say a louder amen. You believe it, say the loudest amen. So in thanksgiving, we bring about the perfection of our desire. God has given you good. There is no one here who has not tasted the good of God. And as we offer thanks for the good of God, he has guaranteed that his perfect is coming in your direction. Remember, the scripture says, the Lord will perfect all that concerneth thee. For somebody here today, every department of your life, as you are offering God thanks today, it shall be perfected. You believe it? Say louder, amen. Number three reason why we must give God thanks is to multiply our blessings. To multiply our blessings. In John chapter 6, beginning from verse 6 down to verse 11, Jesus was confronted with 5,000 people who needed to eat. And when he asked, now, what do you have among you? They brought 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. And one of the disciples said, what can this do among so many? But Jesus took that which was limited and he gave God thanks. He gave God thanks and divided it among the 12 disciples. And they began to give it to all of the multitudes. And 5,000 people ate until they were filled, and 12 baskets were left of the remnant of 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. In other words, it was limited in their hands, but it became unlimited in God's hands by thanksgiving. When we offer thanks, our blessings are multiplied. Our blessings are multiplied. Our blessings are multiplied. So thanksgiving is a multiplier of blessings. If you want to see that which you have received at Shiloh multiply in your hand, then simply offer God thanks. In Acts chapter 2 verse 47, the Bible said, they were praising God and having favor with all the people. And God added to the church daily such as should be saved. There was continuous increase and multiplication by continuous appreciation. Let's recognize this. The blessing that you have received at Shiloh is multipliable. You may feel like you are already overloaded, but God is saying, I'm not done with you yet. But if you want to see that one blessing turn to two, those two to four, those four to eight, that eight to 16, the 16 to 32, then the multiplier effect is in thanksgiving. You thank him for the healing that you receive, and you find yourself entering into supernatural divine health. You thank him for the blessing you receive materially, and you see yourself enter into fortune. Anything you thank God for multiplies. For somebody here today, I see the blessings of God in every department of your life multiplying supernaturally. You believe God, say louder, amen. In Jeremiah chapter 30, the Bible tells us, verse 19 to 22, it says there, it said, out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry, and I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. So even status can multiply by thanksgiving. He said, I will multiply them numerically, but I will also multiply them in status. That's what he calls glorifying. When God multiplies your status, you are glorified before men. For somebody under the sound of my voice, I see God multiplying your status. It will multiply you from single to married. It will multiply you from married to having children. It will multiply you from employment to employer. Somebody believe me, say louder, amen. That's what happens by thanksgiving. You thank God for your job, you get promotion. You thank God for your promotion, you become an employer. You thank God for employment, you become a conglomerate. It is all about thanksgiving. As you give God thanks, he multiplies you. For somebody under the sound of my voice, I see God multiplying you. I said, I see God multiplying you. I see God multiplying you. You believe it, say loud, amen. I said, you believe it, say loud, amen. That's how God does it. That's how God does it. That is the way God performs it. I recall at the end of Shiloh 2016, God's servant, our father, led a number of us as pastors in an intense round of thanksgiving, praise, jubilation, joy. We were dancing and fainting, as it were, thanking God for what he did in Shiloh 2016. And we began to hear the report of Shiloh 2017. It has eclipsed everything we saw in 2016. Because God multiplies by thanksgiving. As you are thanking God today, every blessing in every department of your life shall be multiplied. You believe it? Say loud, amen. Now quickly, to give thanks acceptably, what must we do? What must we do to give thanks acceptably? Number one, we must do it cheerfully. Do it cheerfully. God never receives anything that is offered grudgingly. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 9 and verse 7, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Whatever you are offering to God must be done cheerfully. It must be done what? Cheerfully. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 47 and verse 48, the Bible tells us there, because you serve not the Lord your God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things, he said, you will serve your enemies. Somebody say, God forbid. So you must do it joyfully. Do it cheerfully. Let your heart be rejoicing. One thing is that your heart must be involved in your thanksgiving. You must do it cheerfully. Joy from your heart. The Bible said, is anyone merry, let him sing. God does not accept the song of a heart that is not merry. Your heart must be merry. In the book of Ephesians chapter 5, the Bible says that we are to be giving thanks, making melody in our heart unto the Lord. That is, your heart is inside you rejoicing. You must do it cheerfully. God cannot accept everything offered to him. He only accepts what is offered to him on his own terms. So if it is not done cheerfully, God is not interested. And please hear this. Our God is a very selective God. When he hears the multitude singing, people may hear the sound of many men, but God is hearing the sound of each one. And anyone whose heart is not joyful, he turns the volume down. He says, no, I won't hear that one. I won't hear that one. And the one whose sound is joyful, whose heart is singing, he turns the volume up. You know, anytime you are listening to something you don't like, I don't like that song, you turn the volume down. But when you like it, you turn the volume up. For somebody here today, God will turn your volume up. I said, God will turn your volume up. I said, God will turn your volume up. The God of Shiloh will turn your volume up. Do it cheerfully. Do it cheerfully. With excitement. Let your heart be indicting a good matter. Let your heart be rejoicing from within you. Let it not just be the dance from inside, but the dance that is from inside. Have you seen a child who inside him there is something he's doing and you are trying to stop him from doing it? You say, child, sit down. He sits down for 2 minutes, but because inside he's standing, he keeps standing up. He cannot manage the position you are trying to force into him. Because inside him, there is something else he's doing. When you are dancing inside, they cannot contain you outside. When you are singing inside, they cannot contain you outside. For somebody here, I see your heart being injected afresh with joy. I said, I see your heart being injected afresh with joy. I heard Kenneth Copeland tell the story of a young boy. They kept telling him, sit down, and he will stand up. After some time, they say, sit down. You sit down, and then he stands up. They say, sit down again. He sits down, and he stands up. And then one time, they said he should sit down, and he was just moving somehow. And they said, what is the problem? He said, you are telling me to sit down, but inside, I'm standing up. You can't contain somebody who inside him is already rejoicing, is already cheerful, is already, you know, making melody within him. For somebody here today, by that melody in your heart, I see God rejoicing with you in heaven. Number two, to give thanks acceptably, you must do it quickly. You must do it quickly. You must do it quickly. Never waste time. That is why the Bible said, beware lest you forget. Beware lest you forget. Have you given somebody something before and somehow they forgot to thank you? And you remember that they have not thanked you. And over time, maybe after 1 month, they return. Ah, for that thing that you gave me last month, thank you. What do you tell them? Don't bother. You have given thanks, but it has come late. Don't bother. When you say don't bother, it means don't worry. Next time I'm looking for who to bless, you are not on the list. You give thanks what? Quickly. 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 That is why the Bible said, beware lest you forget. Beware lest you forget. Don't take God for granted. It is the highway to being grounded. Beware lest you forget. Why is it that we see ourselves at the conclusion of Shiloh giving God thanks immediately? Why? It must be done quickly. It must be done quickly. It must be done quickly. God is waiting for it. Jesus, when that one leper returned, he said, where are they now? Maybe they were planning on coming the next day. Perhaps they were planning on waiting until, you know, certain time had passed, and then everybody has already begun to rejoice with them, and then they say, oh, there's somebody that healed us, so please let's go and thank him. By that time it was late. Jesus said, where are the nine? That one came back immediately. That is what we must do in Thanksgiving. That's why we are here today. That's why we're not waiting till next week. That's why we're not waiting till the end of the month. Somebody may say, but we have Thanksgiving at the end of the month. Don't we have end of the year Thanksgiving? Yes, we do. But for this Shiloh, we must thank him quickly. We must thank him quickly. We cannot afford to wait. To wait or to delay your Thanksgiving, as it were, is to waste your blessing. Thank him quickly. And then number three, we must do it with understanding. And by understanding, we are talking of understanding of why we are giving thanks and what to expect in return. Understanding of why we are giving thanks and understanding of what to expect in return. Now, in the book of Psalm chapter 47 and verse 7, the Bible says, for God is the King of the whole earth. Sing ye praises with what? With understanding. The depth of your understanding is what determines how outstanding your praise is. Therefore, this morning, I'd like each one of us to position ourselves on the basis of the understanding of his word that we have received this morning as we offer thanks. And God himself will release upon you greater dimension of blessing than you can ever imagine. Somebody believe it, say loud, amen. Amen. Lift your right hand before the Lord and give God thanks for his word.
Someone's knocking at the door. Someone's knocking at the door. Can you hear him knocking? Can you hear him knocking? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus is at the door.
Say after me, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I know that I'm a sinner, but I know you died for me, and on the third day you rose again. Jesus, come into my life. Be my Lord and Savior. Take control of me from this day forward. Now I know that I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now I pray for you, Father. I thank you today for these precious ones you have drawn into your kingdom. Let the grace that has brought them keep them in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, for each one of them, we decree today that the barriers against their life and destiny be broken in the name of Jesus. Grace to walk with you all the days of their lives. Release it upon them. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Somebody believe, say a loud amen.
If you have just received Christ as your Lord and Savior, or were blessed through this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. For inquiries and testimonies, send an email to info@tglmedia.org. We also invite you to visit one of our Winners Chapel churches near you anywhere around the world. Until next time, keep walking in the great light.